Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to present to some, introduce to others. They call him Coach. They call him the Love Guru. They call him Doc. The Professor. The host with the most. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith.
God is blessed one more time to come before you. I'm really excited. I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the co-host and producer of Tell the Truth Primetime. Again, Tell the Truth Primetime. We're excited on WBSW Radio, the internet number one, as we air Tell the Truth Primetime, which focuses on today's life challenges. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location, and you can chat with our host with the most, Lisa F. Levine, and myself as the co-host and producer. We also want you to check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can tweet the show at Lisa Farrell 24 at WBSW Radio at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore number 10 at Lorenza D. Smith 15. We're broadcasting live on 6 devices tonight, and we're excited to come before you. See, it was something when you heard WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we want to share that with you because we're taking all the social media and trying to get the word out. We want you to be interactive and be a part of this right here. You can check us out on Facebook. Now, facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. We also have facebook.com/LisaFarrell. On Instagram, you can check us out on V-Squad Gringo 1981, at Lisa F. Levine, LCSW, at President.Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on Rumpley, WBSW Radio, the internet station, TikTok Live, at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, Tumblr Live, at Dr. Lowsmith-Blog. We also have a Zoom link tonight. However, it's just going to be our communication out with our host and co-host. We will be aired so you can get a chance to see her as she pop up on the stream. You can actually see her as we communicate with each other. This is something new also we've been doing for about 6 months, so we're excited about being able to do that. Truly, truly, God has blessed us one more time to come before you. We do not want to forget the opportunity to share with you about X, which is formerly Twitter. We're broadcasting on that every now and then, and that's where we get an opportunity to also share with the X audience and what's going on here. And I'm doing my best to click on to get my host in here. I think I may have her because it keeps saying escape the big screen. I don't want to do that when you double click. So we're going to keep on trying to get her in. Don't give up, Lisa. We're going to get you in because we're being blessed. I think she may have went out and maybe come in here. There she go. Thank you so much. I see you, Lisa. Just see sort of like the top of your head, but I do mean the bottom of your Flip it up. There you go. Okay. All right.
Cut me up or can you see?
Yeah. You're cutting your eyes off. Is that your glasses level? Yeah. See, that's what all I can see. You got to bend down like that. I know you don't want to be like that all night. There you go. Humma. Thank you so much. That's our host who's joining us, but we're going to move through the last part of our introduction, what we share with you. As I was talking about X, formerly Twitter, you can check us out there, too, at Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith. You can check us out as well as Lorenza D. Smith 15. We have these different devices we're broadcasting. We're excited because this is WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. So that gives them an opportunity to be on six of the continents. See how God has blessed us. This has been 6 years, moving into year seven, and we're excited about being there. We want you also to play a part in registering for our giveaway. We call WDSW Radio Giveaways. We need you to send your name along with a means of transaction. There's four means of transaction that we are able to work and provide you with that love offering that we're giving, and that's through Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. You can send it to WDSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com, or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So truly, we're thankful for God blessing us to be where we are today. And we have an awesome show planned tonight. The title of our show is Unity. See, we've been talking about unity the last three shows. And that, we add a little wrinkle to it. And that wrinkle is we're going to focus on trust and conflict. I know C always comes for the T, but we're going to focus on trust, unity and trust. Unity and conflict. We also want you to sow a seed with us. That's WBSW Radio at Cash App, $Lorenza D. Smith. It goes toward purchasing the books, the gift cards, hotel stays. We have a lot of sponsors that give, but we also want to be able to have that ability to purchase some extra things here and there. And if you will, sow a dollar, sow $5, sow $10, sow 50 cents, whatever, but sow to Cash App. We would really appreciate you doing that. And that's the $ Lorenza D. Smith. Let's make this happen, Lisa. It's been awesome. It's good to see you. You've been up in the home area, up there in the great state of Ohio, up there enjoying family. So I see you on Facebook, going to ball games, doing everything, just really enjoying life. So truly, truly, it was an opportunity for you to get away, but we can get with the grind tonight. So we want you to be a part of the show. Make sure you call us. That way you can let us hear your verbal part of what you have to say. And the call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last four digits of your cell. ask you your location. They can chat with the host with the most. Lisa F. Levine and myself as the co-host and producer. But you know what we have to do? We have to introduce her. We just can't let her come on this show and we don't introduce her. What? You lost your mind. I ain't going to let you do it to her. Not like that. Not long as I got the controls here. It's truly a great pleasure to have this young lady with us. She hails from the great state of Ohio. As far as north, you can go up interstate to Cleveland, Ohio. And she's born, reared right there in Cleveland, Ohio. But she decided to get away from Cleveland. She wanted to leave the cold weather behind. Now, she didn't leave her Cleveland Browns behind, but she left the cold weather behind. She actually moved as far south you can ask someone to get. And that's the southern peninsula of Florida. She's down in South Florida. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She owns several businesses. We're truly excited to just have her in our presence. I am truly excited. Without further ado, let me introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, none other than Lisa L. Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing, Dr. Lowe. How are you?
Oh, I'm maintaining.
Are you doing good?
Yeah.
Are you doing okay?
Doing good. God is so good. I can't complain. I will not complain. And I tell you, we allow us to come on tonight and still continue to talk about unity because we're still at a high alert in regards. We know worldly we are dealing with things, but we are dealing with things where we are. See, one of the key things, Lisa, we want to make sure we focus on is when we talk about unity, it comes with trust. And that's the main topic we're going to focus on tonight.
Trust.
So, trust, yes, trust. You got to be able to trust someone. And a lot of people don't even know what the definition of trust is. We give our own version of it. But the definition is plain and clear. When we say, what is trust? It is making sure you truly can build and maintain a healthy relationship where people put their faith in you, whether it's your family, your friend, or your community, on your job. You must make sure you work hard to provide that ability for people to believe that I can trust Lisa to do this. I can trust Lorenza to do this because I just know they have always done it. See, trust is built through you doing consistent things. See, the thing about, we talk about the seeds in the life of a relationship. One seed that's always omitted is consistency. See, if you're consistent about doing what you say you're going to do, I can trust you. Now, through that process, we're going to become more than I said it because we can trust each other to be on here when we said we're going to be on here. And if not, we're going to make the communication and get the word out to each other. See, comes along with trust is also communication. Lisa, your thoughts on trust?
I was thinking about this before. Actions, people's actions, communication, follow through, reassuring. I remember I did a training many years ago, and it was showing kids in foster care. I wish I could remember videos. And these kids were in the business, they were trying to place them. And I just remember one thing stood out to me. There was a kid like on a couch, and the caretaker had her arms out. and the child was so hesitant to jump into her arms or to even grab her hand because there was a lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because my guess is, like, I don't remember, but the full story, I don't think they told us the full story, but whoever he was with before, he was unable to trust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust that you're going to feed me. I don't trust you're going to protect me. I don't I feel safe and secure. But that particular, there's some trainings I've done that have stuck out to me. And it's like action. Are you going to allow me to feel safe? Are you going to communicate with me and not judge me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, here's something I have a huge issue with right now too. Keeping your word.
Yeah. All right.
When you tell me you're going to do something,
yeah.
I mean, and I know I say I'm going to do something, but the way my job is, sometimes I get hung up, you know, or I have emergencies lately, it's the holidays, but I do follow up, and I feel like we are such a mistrusting society, and then you're on the news watching all these people we can't trust. I don't feel they're not role modeling or showing us the right way. Trust is something it takes years and years to build and seconds to destroy.
Yep.
And I think about that all the time because I used to be very, very mistrusting. Then I said, now I'm not so trusting because of a lot of things that are going on in the world or the way people are treating people or not keeping their word. Say, I'm not able to. You don't have to give a full explanation, but you say you're going to pay someone. You say you're going to, you know, whatever it is, and then you don't do it. You tell your kids, oh, yeah, we're going to Disney World. Oh, no, we're not. Oh, we're going to go here. Oh, no, we're not. How are kids supposed to trust? You know, that's why a lot of my yoga, when I lift them up or I say, can I lift you up? I teach them how to trust. I say, you trust Miss Lisa. You know, and I lift them up in the air. I only lift the kids up if they tell me they are comfortable with it. But we are missing these kind of things. It's I'm not sure even how you repair it at this point. It's a very trying time. And because of the lack of trust, it is connectivity in relationships. So, and then people dismiss it and they walk away and they, like they didn't say what they wanted to say. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And truly that,
you know, people don't keep their word, and I have a
yes.
huge.
Yes. That's the one.
And I've heard more terrible, like, you know, I keep saying every day I pray. And one of my, someone in the Jewish community gave me a prayer, and it's a powerful prayer for everybody. Everybody, this prayer, I look at it twice a day and I send it out to everybody because that's my belief that maybe if I send something out, it'll come back on the people. And but how do we fix that? How do you teach people to keep their word and communicate?
Lisa, I tell you, one of the key things is that when you're talking about trust, as you ask the question, how you teach them, you know, trust is
yeah.
all about being authentic and genuine.
Yeah.
See, if you're not an authentic, a genuine person, you can't teach them anything about trust because they can be dishonest and they're uncomfortable. It's amazing. I watch a lot of these court shows that deal with things when people come before the judge, small claims court, and people are so quick to lie. Sometimes they even have witnesses come and they're shocked about what some of the witnesses said because they sat back there and they manipulated people to come to court to say things that they thought that favored them. When people take that oath, see, it's something about that oath. maybe we need to have this oath with our connection with our Lord and Savior today.
Yeah.
You know, that we're going to be honest. We're going to be trustworthy. And that is part of my ability to be successful in a relationship or in a healthy relationship. Too many times, see, people tend to trust, unfortunately, some people that are not genuine. They tend to trust people who are not trustworthy. They tend to want to be around those people. And then when those people show their real, real side, now they're upset. Now they're hurt. They allow now their emotional cue to be attacked in a way they thought it never would happen. See, it's simple as the words say. When you define believing that another person, I'll say it again, believing that another person will do what is expected. Ask yourself, are you putting yourself in a situation where people lack trust in you? Are you saying things because you are thinking about yourself? And see, it's hard to have trust and be selfish too. It's hard to have trust and be selfish because when you're talking about trusting somebody else and believing in them, you must be able to do it yourself. See, our self-awareness is really important. And I think, Lisa, a lot of times we get so caught up in me, and not understanding when we say that, we don't understand we're talking about ourselves. So if I'm so selfish about myself, which I am, I want to make sure I'm going to take care of me. I have to because I can't rely on anyone else, and you're the same way. But the truth of the matter, if I tell you I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. You can trust me to do it. You know, it had that saying my dad always said, and you had heard this by the other people, don't always talk the talk. Be ready to walk the walk. See, that's when your trust is developed. Don't just say you're going to do it, but show by actually doing it. Trust is not saying it, but doing it. And that's one of the biggest things we're dealing with. We're at a point in our country now on a national level that no one trusts the other person because you may not have the same belief that they have, or you are not in lockstep with them. Now, they look at you and they really don't trust you. They don't like you either because you're not doing what they want to do. Because see, that's their self.
Or believe what they want to believe. Or, I mean, I have to say, Dr. Lowe, like, they were just saying, like, 2023 has had the highest shooting. We have a war going on. Now we have wars on college campuses. I feel like this, you know, my dad told me to stop doing it. And he's like, stop trying to educate people. He said they don't believe you. They're not trusting of whatever it is, whatever, you know. And I guess when my dad was talking, you know, we're very close, my dad and I. So, you know, we talk a lot lately. I talk to him every day, you know. And I said, it's so frustrating when you're, you know, I always listen to everybody. And I, you know, I hear everybody's side without judgment. But I don't feel like we're at that place anymore. Side or labeling. And then people make comments now that just come out of their mouths. I don't even know if they're thinking, whether they're racial comments. You know, people are just, yeah, they're about themselves. And it's all about them and what they think. Here's a quote my friend found. Trust is earned when action meets words.
There you go.
Trust is earned when action meets words. So I'm looking at people's actions right now. And I'm thinking, wow, is this where we're at? Like, how many years did it take us to come together somewhat, build trusting communities, become like a melting pot? I mean, or where I grew up, that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. We were in a melting pot. Like, I feel like Cleveland is a great place, a great family city. People say, well, there's a bad area. I say, there's a bad area everywhere. It's everywhere. But lack of connection, lack of trust, it causes division rather than unifying. And then we're in conflict. It's like a vicious cycle. All three of these topics, words that you pick, go hand in hand. One trickles down into the other.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know, it's hard now. I think people are looking at people, you know, even here, people really don't go out a lot. Some people do. Some people tell me they don't. They're mistrusting of what's going on in this state. Because every day there's something new going on. You know, people are having a hard time. How do you rebuild that? How do we rebuild or keep trust?
And that's one of the things, that's one of the things we truly want to kind of later on talk about. How do we rebuild trust? Where do we start? I'm definitely going to say we need to start at the block by block meeting homes. We got to have, again, parents being able to trust their own children. You know, it's amazing. I heard some things that kind of frightened me to know that if I had my child 12, 13, 14 years old, I don't trust him enough. Her enough that I have to put a lock on my door when I go to sleep. That means it starts at home. You're mistrusting in your own children.
Give your own child.
And now you go out, so you're going to be mistrusting of every individual that you meet. Because, see, when people tend to believe or tend to trust, have a belief of trust, then you're able to interact without fear or caution. See, when you believe and trust in each other, you interact with your real self. The real you, which is called the authentic or genuine you. See, you need to check yourself, because a lot of times we don't really know who we are and whose we are. See, we have to take time and assess what we're dealing with ourselves every day, and quit trying to assess everybody else. See, you can't, if you're not happy with yourself, it's impossible to be happy with someone. I put that in because that means if I'm not happy with myself, I ain't trusting nobody. See, trust goes out the window then. So I can't be happy being around you. I'm fearful of everything that's going on. So we lack the ability to be authentic, or we don't have faith in each other, or faith in individual judgment. When somebody tells you something, Lisa said it earlier, you believe that they're going to do it. And your judgment is, I got a belief that they're going to go out and take care of business. But you know what? That's how lies are created. See, we don't want to talk about it. Go ahead, Ollie.
Here's something else I'll throw at you real quick. Trusting yourself. I think a lot of times we question, like, am I too trusting? Do I trust myself and my own judgment? Can I trust myself with my decisions? Can I trust, you know, that's something too. Because I've had people tell me that. They're like, am I too trusting? Do I trust myself? I don't trust myself to make these decisions, or I don't trust myself, you know, whatever it is. But trust can go one way or it can go the other way. Trust can be good but then there's a different side of trust, the negative side. You know, there's certain things like, you know, and even in dealing in business and stuff, or you're trusting your kids to stay home alone. Or you're trusting your friend. I've heard stories, you know, oh, I let my friend stay over to watch the house they stole from me. And it's like I said, it just shatters people.
Shatters them. All
cheating, cheating and lying,
mm-hmm.
Two huge violations of trust.
Damaging.
It's damaging.
Yes, it is.
And you can ruin, and I'm going to say this, guys, you don't want to stay married, don't stay married. You want to be in your relationship, don't cheat. cheat, don't lie, don't, you know, I get it, people are unhappy, but, or even if you don't want to be friends with someone, hey, I need to take a step back right now, or hey, I'm going to give you, I've had to learn the hard way about trust, just in general, everybody, if you looked at this right now, there's at least 35 unread text messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lisa, I need Lisa this, Lisa, and I'm like, it's the holidays. I know people are struggling, but you also have to trust yourself. Try to figure out some solution, some coping mechanism. There's different forms of trust that we have, I guess. Like, I'm looking at different levels of trust and where it comes into our lives. But you can really, it can become toxic and destructive,
exactly.
Certain things.
And that's the scary.
I mean, now we're seeing it. I don't know. I didn't follow that. I understand this whole football thing with Alabama and Florida. Now people, we don't trust the system. I've had like 4 people like text me and say, well, how do you trust what they're doing? I don't understand these brands. You and my dad get it better, my uncle, but I don't.
Yeah.
How do you trust that? Who makes these decisions? And I'm like, I honestly don't know.
That's a whole other conversation. But you could put it on if you say that's what you don't trust anymore. You trust it if you're in. You only trust it when you're out.
I think that's the least of our problems right now.
Like, I don't know how to answer that question. Exactly. Truly, truly, and that's what we're talking about: unity, trust, and conflict. We're going to talk about in our next segment about the benefits of being able to trust. Trust as an individual, trust as a group. But we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll put you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, your location in chat. You can chat with the host with the most, Lisa F. Levine, and myself as the co-host and producer tonight, Dr. Lola Levine Smith. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors. We have to do that. And our first sponsor we're going to play tonight, I'll play a promo for, is Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. So let us share with you their promo.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and 3 vegetables meal.
And meat and 3.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in South Central Alabama. The number to contact the co-owners, which are members of the Blue and White family, is Brother Marvin Lala Smith and Sara Katrina Roper Smith. You can give them a call at 334-549-0950, and they can, you can go to Facebook, and you can just type in Marvin Smith, and he has a menu running just every day on Facebook. You can kind of see some of the southern finest cuisine. So So we truly, truly thank you for being a supporter. Give a shout out to Jim. Thank you, Jim. And Jim has been on here not only just going through the process of being here supporting us. Jim has come on and shared his thoughts. He called in. He said, I want to talk about it. And he's done that. Thank you so much, Jim, and been a star supporter. Shout out to Gwendolyn A. Thomas, looking number 8. Thank you, Gwendolyn, so much for joining us. Miss Bush, EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being a part of this. The user that's checking us out, thank you for taking time. Then Sun_Down31 joining us. We have quite a few on on Tumblr that's joining us. Thank you so much. Freeforming Ideals, thank you. Pastel Bash Violence, thank you. We have several others joining us a distance, and I'm working on my eye vision to make sure I can see everybody. But truly, thank y'all for taking time. Tell your friends so they can join us too. Because normally I know on TikTok, we be hitting really hard up in the 100s, and sometimes 500 people that just on here. Thank you so much for just sharing with someone. Do the same thing on Instagram, same thing on Facebook, along with Rumpley. We got Rumpley that we're using now. Thank you so much. That's another device and another social media site. Tumblr, give them a shout out. Let everybody know, or have them to call in. You can just listen to the show at 347-857-4192. Thank you so much for your support. Lisa, as we move forth, we want to focus on some benefits of trusting and also some dangers. See, a lot of times people don't realize, yeah, you can benefit from being for trusting people, but you also can put yourself in a uncomfortable position, which we consider to be dangerous. See, when you're talking about as a group member who trusts each other, see, that's what we said. The benefit is, as a group, you trust one another. You're in an organization. You're in a career. You have cohorts. You are a team. You're one of the most trusting places for individuals that might be up to 105 individuals is on a team. And I will say, I know there are some individuals that feel like with the way things came out with this seating, they can't trust the system. You can't trust the system, but that's the only system you have. It's amazing when they get right all the other time when you benefit from it, but when you're not in it, then everything is wrong. But trust is important. When you're in a group setting and you're trusting that person, one of the exercises, one of the many workshops, Lisa, I don't know whether you have used this or seen one use this, is that they have you to partner off with somebody in the group. And we're talking about trust. And they tell you to stand up, put your back to that person. Now that person, you have the choice. You don't know them because you just meet them in a group. See, that's why I say the benefit of having trust and being authentic and genuine and being trustworthy yourself, you can allow the faith that you're going to encounter, whether it's positive or negative, somebody hands you don't know. So you can benefit by being in a group because those individuals are willing to cooperate. See, trust come about when people are willing to cooperate. When they're not willing to cooperate, they want to take that old saying, at least to get their ball and go home. You know, the Cleveland Browns take their football and go home. The New England Patriots want to take their football and go home. The Cleveland Cavaliers or Cincinnati Reds want to take the baseball, whatever. You lose trust there. And what you got to understand, to achieve success, you can't, it's hard to do it as an individual. You're going to have to be working with someone. It's amazing that some people get out here and talk about all the money they want to make and they talk about certain profession or certain jobs that you can make a lot of money and you don't have to have a whole lot of professional certification. And you know where I'm going, then, Lisa, meaning about professional certification. If you have nothing against realtors, don't get mad. But it don't take much for you, you know, but it requires you as an educator, it requires you as a doctor, a lawyer, or accountant, or a leadership position to have the credentials. That's what they call us credentials. What we find out, people think they can do it by themselves. Okay, I can do this, but you're not doing it if you are dealing with something like insurance and you're dealing with real estate. It's somebody that you have to address yourself. Every job has someone you have to. Even if you are a sole proprietor, you're going to have to deal with someone that's going to make decisions, whether it's the bank, you know, or whether it's your constituents. You have to make sure. So the group is a benefit for trusting one another. The group provides you some energy to allow yourself to socially improve. When you're in a group, you can see where you are and you can see how you compare to others and you want to do better. That's what, for example, as an educator, if you only have a bachelor's degree, some people, I want to get better, and they see as a group, where the group is growing, they get masters. Or some of them getting a doctoral degree. So what you try to do is, you try to, within that social setting, you're trying to improve because you're trying to get those things. So that truly a benefit. I don't know what happened to my setup here. Okay, like, whoa, come on back here. But I'm going to work on that on Zoom. I think I lost Lisa, but I want to make sure I get her back. We're going to try to boot her back up and get her back home. But truly, truly, people have to realize you have to be able to improve, and you have to put the work in. See, too many times we don't want to put the work in. See, a lot of times, we just want to enjoy the benefit. And see, let's be realistic. Enjoying the benefits is not the best thing to do. Lisa, we went out for a second, but I thought it got us back.
Yeah, I heard the way you said
it. Truly, truly, thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to Tisha. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Tanisha, thank you so much for joining us, for being a part of this. It's awesome to have you on here supporting what we're trying to do. So, Lisa, as we're talking about the benefits, what comes to mind when you think about the benefits of trusting others?
Looking at it from a mental health, it can help you find peace or heal from traumatic situations. When you start to build trust, you start to heal, because a lot of people who have been through trauma, they're trying to heal. You can build like a foundation, a strong foundation with other people once you get to know those people. Safety, security. Those are benefits of trust, of a trusting relationship, feeling secure and safe. Because I go by the premise of, if someone's causing you anxiety or angst, then that's not a situation for you to be in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I know I've met people, or long, long time ago, when people were trying to set me up, like, I'd get a vibe on someone, I'm like, eh. You know, and I'm like, this is, doesn't seem like a very trusting person. You know, it's, you want to feel secure and safe and welcomed, and trust also can build closeness with one another. You know, when you have a trusting, you know, you can feel closer to the person or a group of people. Are we talking regular people or family members?
We're going to put them all in, and you can talk about
it. Yeah, because I think in a lot of families, there's a lack of trust because of things people have done to one another, and there becomes a disconnect. Mm-hmm. And how do you rebuild that closeness and that family? I'm trying to think of the word we use. It's like a close-knit family, but we know every family's got something, or someone does something, and, you know, it's a difficult, you know, can be a difficult situation. Building trust or having trust can promote positivity, positive relationships, a positive environment. When there's a lack of trust, it's not a positive or healthy environment to me.
And to add that, Lisa, when you lack trust, you can be deceived very easily. And the people around you see them and you know they're deceiving you, but because you are so trusting, your heart is a selfless heart, and they are a selfish heart. See, too many times people can hide that. So we're talking about benefits, but look at some of the dangers. What are some of the dangers that we might encounter when we trust people so much? See, we've had people put into some situations, caused them years of their life of freedom because they was trusting someone. They got in a car with their friend that they trust enough and then realized the car they had got in may not belong to their friend. See, that's trust and believing in it. And that goes back to where you want to be. You're part of the group and you know the person. You trust them to do right, but trust someone to do right is not always meaning they're going to do right. And we have to truly keep that in mind when we're trusting. So it becomes a dangerous situation when they begin to deceive you, intentionally or unintentionally. See, that's what people got to realize. People can deceive you in an intentional way, and they can unintentionally. Like people say, it just happened. You see, a lot of times, just happened can be detrimental to you. See, your ideal is you're going to believe in that person, but they're going to show you a telltale sign. Because you know what they do? They don't trust you. I mean, you don't trust them, but you truly want to give them a chance. That's why I tell people, be careful with this thing about, oh, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. When they show themselves, they lost the ability to be trusted in, especially when they did something that was a red flag for you. Once you let that red flag go by without addressing it, and it's because you're so trustworthy, they're going to do it again. And it's going to be detrimental to them. It's going to be devastating to you because you know what? It's going to be all about their selfishness, not your selflessness. And we have to keep
it.
Yes, please.
It's interesting. You know, I talk about my niece because my niece is a very unique little girl. And apparently, she has a close friend. And then my niece wasn't there, and there was her friend and a group of girls, and they were talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend didn't pick up, you know, say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I guess my niece, she said, she went up to these girls after, and she says, if you got something to say to me, you say it in my face. She's 12.
Okay.
And she said, and the friend was like, and she said, looked at her like, don't even. You didn't have my back. She said, none of you exist to me.
Yeah.
I've taught her about peace out, use your words, but I thought, God, she's 12. But I said, Gia, always watch. But she said to me, Aunt Lisa, if they do it once, they'll do it again. Yeah. And I don't. And I said, honey, you've got so much going for it. Because she does. So very, but both of them. But I was so proud of her that she wasn't mean. She's like, peace out. Like, you don't exist. You didn't stick up for me. You're talking about me. She's like, I didn't do anything to them. But it's a lack of trust now. And she said, I always stick up for my friends. Because she's got some friends maybe that are not assertive or they're a little more quieter. And I said, well, back, and if that's how you felt, you express it. Wouldn't it be nice if more adults? But she, you know, and I even said to her, who knows, you know, and she said they probably were talking about my secrets. She probably, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you tell somebody, which leads into, you're telling a secret or you're sharing something you're going through, especially with the girls, you know, it's so damaging.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, I told her, that's your choice whether you want to give them a second chance or not. You know, I'm not going to tell her what to do, but I said, you have options. She said, no, because they'll do it again.
Yep.
And she's smart enough to know. She's 12 going on 24, honest to God, Dr. Lowe. But this is, an example of she shared something, then the girl shared it with these other girls, and they're all It's a lack. It's violating a trust. That's why I tell people, watch what you say. You know, don't give up too much information, you know, because you just don't, you can know someone for 20 years and they go behind your back and hurt you.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
Yes, ma'am, they sure will.
They will. I mean, take advantage, speak ill about you. You have something to say, you say in the person's face.
People that are not willing to be that way, not to be straightforward. That's almost like the word of being afraid to say no. The fear of retribution for saying no. And if you got a right to say no, and I was saying earlier.
And not giving an explanation, Dr. Love.
Exactly. And that's one of the key things I was sharing earlier with my wife about individuals, you know, you will stand outside and they'll ask you for something, and you have a trusting, giving heart. But it's sometimes the approach they come to you, and sometimes you become where you're not able to trust them because you don't know what direction they're going to come. And I tell them, I say, so I got a right to say no because it belongs to me. Now, I got a right to say yes because it belongs to me. And then if you say no, they will go ballistic. What's going on here? But I got a right. This is mine. And we got to understand that whatever we own, we have to be able to believe in it and know that it's ours, and we got a right to say no when we have to say no. We got a right to say yes when we have to say yes. Next thing we want to discuss is where do we struggle when we're dealing with trust? Where do we struggle to feel trust? Where do we struggle? Shout out to our next sponsor, Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Lovey Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Soap Gyms by Jackson and Grace. Give Jennifer Jackson a call. And the number is 251-369-1344. Again, 251-369-1344. She's in South Central Alabama along with the establishment also in the metro Atlanta area. Give her a call. She can provide you an opportunity to get some of the best soap and perfume scents there are. And they're created in her establishment with her family working in support. So we'll give a shout out. Give a shout out to Derek Pugh, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, along with several other individuals. I can see up at the top, up on the top level up here. We won't give them, we got a disc on it to focus my glasses, man. Thank you so much. Quite a few up there. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. And at least as we move forward, we're going to move this format. And the question was, where do you struggle to feel trust? And we have to think about trust issues are often connected to negative experience in the past. See, when you have when you have an issue with trust, if you struggle with feeling trustworthy, you have some things you encounter in your lifetime and you hadn't quite healed from. That's why I think that, and I say this, and I'm talking to a licensed clinical social worker here, a counselor, I think everybody should seek support. And sometimes the support can't come from friends and can't come from family. You have to get the support from someone who don't have any skin. I call them having the skin in the game, meaning they don't know you from anybody else until you share your story with them. So the thing about if we have issues with trust because we can't trust ourselves, and I think that is one. Yes, it might be something negative happened to you in the past, but the truth of the matter is it has taken over the inner self. So you're not comfortable with your own self because that negative experience in the past have created this trust issue that you have, like being let down. See, Lisa said earlier in the show, people we talk to, they're going to tell you they're going to do everything, they don't do nothing. Or you have somebody that betrayed you, just like she was talking about her niece. Those friends of hers betrayed her
because
she shared something with people and the person, people she trusted and believed in. That's why it's to be careful what you put out with people. Because you remember, at least I'm going to use something there, you could jump in with this. Remember a long time ago before we had technology and computers and everything? You know, they used to have a thing, a little saying, and don't take it personal, people. This is what they used to say. You know, you have a telegraph, a telephone, and telewalk. I'm laughing because they used to say that a long time ago. But what it was is that when you tell somebody something because you're so trusting, don't expect them to keep it. It's like if you get on the telephone and talk on the telephone, if you remember, at least you may not do before your time, call a party line. And you can have party line. That means somebody else can be listening to your call as well. Just like telegraph, you send it to somebody, and they're going to have to do what? Write it out. So now they got the information. So truly, if we've been betrayed somewhere, somebody let us down, it could be a friend. It could be a partner, a mate. It could be a parent. Or any other trusting figure.
Or another family member.
You know, it could be an institution. It's amazing. I'll share with you this, Lisa, right quick. A lot of times, speaking to individuals I even went to higher education with, and because of that, they experienced one of the great experiences. Like, I guess we all going to have challenges in there because I went through some of the same challenges. They're so angry about something that happened 40 years ago when they was in school. I'm talking about in higher education. They're still angry at that institution or some particular person because they felt like this person was more or less betrayed them or let them down. You say you're going to do this. And some people hold it against the institution. Lisa, you can jump in right there.
So much I'd like to say, but relationships. Start with friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You have a friend, best friend. You know, we always think someone's your friend, and then they you tell them things. They use it behind you. They, you know, even it's become male and female. You know, people use things against you. And then how, when you meet somebody new, then what? You know, and I always tell people, just listen. If anything that you do, listen. Because people will show you who they are. And I think, you know, I got to watch who I say what to now, you know, because I don't know. You know, I don't really quite know other than my some of my family and a few of my friends, but I've had some people disappoint me recently. But I didn't even get upset about it, Dr. Lowe. I just say, there's a saying I have, remove, release, and send it off. Because you don't want that in your space of somebody taking your trust, your self-worth, your value, because all of you are meaningful. Don't allow people in your space like that. I mean, like I said before about people cheating or trust issues, just because in one, and we tend to attract the same kind of relationship. And I had to learn that on a journey I went on. I journaled. It took me weeks to do it. Years ago, I journaled, and then I did it again 2 years ago. And all these guys had something in common. It was kind of scary. Anyone I talked to, and even now when you say, oh, I'm dating someone, they don't care. And I think, well, how would you feel? Like, you're asking me out, I'm saying I'm unavailable. They don't care. And to me, I think, wow. Or I get, oh, my marriage is bad. Well, then you need to seek out counseling. You know, you're being deceitful.
It's
very deceitful. It's deceitful and it's mistrusting. And I know of people that were dating someone, didn't even know the person was married or dating someone else. Like, and it messes with people's minds. But an activity that you all could do, even non-romantic relationships, write down, like, all the relationships you have. I started doing that. I did this whole journaling going back to, like, age three about different events that happened, whether they were good or not good or who was involved. You see patterns. And you'll learn from it. Family members do things that are not nice always. We all have that in our families. And when you have a parent that violates trust, a lot of kids, you know, grow up into adults that become that way. They don't know how to connect. You know, I've had so many people say my childhood was blah, blah, blah. I had a client earlier, and he started crying. The poor kid got bad for him. But because of the lack of trust of having a parent that was there and being available, I mean, they must have moved 20 times that he could remember. How is that stable? How is that trusting? How do I know you're keeping me safe? That's a huge thing. And then it's carried into your adulthood. And then you draw those kind of people into your space.
Yep.
Family members stealing from each other. It's something about when somebody dies. And then people go over to the home. They try to clean the home out. They're fighting over money, and I'm like accusing people, doing sneaky things, and I think, do you not care that someone just died? You know, it's things like, I'm thinking like, because I've experienced, and I've had other people tell me, or you share something with your one cousin, and they go and tell the whole rest of the family, or they humiliate you at a family dinner. I've heard of things like that happening.
Wow.
How do you repair that? Yeah,
It's hard to repair it now.
Hard to repair. I mean, and secrets are no good. We know that. That's a huge violation. Workplace. Making promises, saying you're going to promote, saying you're going to pay someone, saying you're going to do this, and then.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to promote you. We're going to get this. We're going to get your raise on.
Yep.
And then people job hop. Like, it, you know, that's why I always say to people, listen, start listening more and watching people's actions. Because I don't believe it until I see it now. That's my thing. Exactly. I believe it when I see it, when you show me your action. But those are three different, you know, life situations. Or some people, oh, well, okay, they're married or dating, and they say they're in one place, and they're really not. Mm. And I had someone just tell me that, oh, why did you say you needed space? That you were going out down by the beach? Like, you know, I don't know if it was true. You know, the point is, you're always going to get, but then why are you questioning? Why do you want BS? Why do you want, you know, there's all these apps now that you can hit and then have your location shared without you even knowing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much I've learned recently, like about, I have a client and she's like, I was in Walgreens, my husband showed up. I was in Publix, I said, give me your phone, please. Mm. Do you know that the shared location, she had no idea.
Yeah, a lot of people, yes.
And I said to her, don't think everyone like that when you're divorced. Do not everyone's like that. Get to know people. And remember, I always bring this up when you tell me this thing was during COVID. If you're talking to somebody virtually and they're still talking to you after a month and you haven't met, they're still interested, right?
Right.
That's always, and I use that to people. I said, Dr. Lowe said, and so when he first said it, I was kind of like, what? But then you're right.
Yeah.
People still stick around.
Yeah.
Or are they looking for a gain or a mean?
Yeah, that's it. That's the key right there. What they get out of the deal.
What they get out of it.
Yeah. Truly, let's also keep in mind, we struggle with the fear of trust. We always have to keep in mind things like our issues that I mentioned earlier, and at least I've talked about, and understanding the characteristics of those trust issues. You know, a lot of our trust issues come from the fear of betrayal. That's number one. That's a key one right there.
Betrayal.
You know, people tell some of the secrets, and I always said that if you have a secret and you don't want it to be told, take it to the grave with you. Because if you tell one person, it'll be like rapid fire from that point on. Just somebody lit a fire and it's growing faster and faster. Then the next thing is abandonment. You know, one of the things we encounter, you could be in a relationship and be abandoned. People don't realize. I don't mean they ghost you. I don't mean they gaslight you or whatever it is. They just abandon you mentally. See, you got to realize mentally, emotionally, physically there. That's why I always said a relationship, you need to be 100% in, not 80% in and 20% out, 20% in and 80% out. Because if you're not there in all your well-being, meaning your mental, your emotional, your physical, your spiritual, and your financial well-being, in any type of relationship, family relationship, friendship, romantic relationship, on the job, then you're not giving your all. And the key to what we're talking about struggling with trust is that because something happened to you that the person, I always tell people, I don't want to be in a relationship when I be collateral damage. And everybody look at me, what are you talking about? You're not in a relationship but with that person, but I'm here. I'm available so you can take it out on me. And I refuse to allow you to take it out on me. You need to heal before you come this way. The old saying says, if you are broken and never been put back like Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and never put back together again through support, through counseling, through therapy, you're not fit to be in anybody's relationship. I had that topic on one of my shows when I said, are you fit to be in a relationship? Now, you need to know whether you fit because all these things you've been through and you never took the time to address them, you're going to get triggered. You're going to be triggered so that it could be so impactful on your life. A movie I always talk about on one of those channels called Snap. See, some of these people, they get triggered and they snap. Now they may come back to reality, but the damage they had caused during that period of snap, when they lost it, can lead you to a situation that's not. So when you're talking about struggling with all of the things that have been in your life, address them by getting counseling. I'll tell everybody I do counseling twice a month because I want to be the best version of me. See, I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm doing it for me. See, I want to walk with my chest up as big and my head as high, my shoulders up, because I know God has blessed me to be the best man I can be. I'm going to be the best version of me. So you need to be the best version of you. Lisa, before we move, hold your thoughts. I want to play one more one of our sponsors before we get a little bit too late.
TriStand LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Give a shout out to an awesome young man that supports our WSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and that's Mr. William Scott. If you're interested in getting some consulting work done through TriStat LLC, you can give him a call at 334-320-5438. Say it again, 334-320-5438. I also want to give a shout out to, I'm working on it, Tiana Nichelle, that is my grandson's mother, Donna's mother, Taj Donna Williams' mother. Thank you for joining us and being a part of what we're trying to do here. God is so good and blessed us all to connect. So truly, truly, as we move forth on our time, because our time is really coming to a point where we're about to close. I always set aside a lot of time to do things. We got about 16 minutes, and we're going to close this out in 16 minutes. But we want to kind of talk about, once we identify we have some trust issues and we address and get the support, we need to know, and individuals need to know, how do I move forward? What can I do so I can build trust, I can be healthy in society. See, unity, see, if I'm dealing with trust and I'm not able to operate at the level I need to, I don't trust anybody, it's not going to be any unity. Unity comes in groups, comes with individuals getting together, trusting one another. So to be able to move forward and build trust for a healthy society, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about unity now. See, if we got trust and we know how to deal with everybody as a group and individual, we can have a healthy society. So we want to kind of look at some things could be very effective way we can move forward building trust for a healthy society is value long-term relationships. I'll say that again. Value long-term relationships. Let me use the romantic relationships now, the dating world. We're in what we call a hookup society. Everybody want to hook up. They don't value long-term relationships. I had a show last night, and I was talking about a lot of things, talking about like families and where the numbers are, marriage in black family at 26% out of 100%, but we have 80% of single parents, household and everything. But one of the key things I want us to understand that we need to put ourselves in a position to value a long-term relationship. And the only one, and I'm going to say this, Lisa, you can jump in on it. The one way you can value a long-term relationship is be intentional about being in a relationship. And I don't mean just a romantic relationship. You got to be intentional about being in a friendship. You have to be intentional for being in a work relationship. I'm not going to go to a job that I'm disliking the individuals I'm working with. I'm being honest. Or I'm not in a comfortable position. See, and everybody say, well, job was for me. Yes, I do. If I go in a car every day, I got to feel good about what I'm doing there. If not, I need to be somewhere else. If I'm in a relationship, at least you said earlier, you want to go out there and get on the internet and say you married but you're unhappy, well, then get a divorce.
God, I've heard it all.
You know, see, when you say that, you truly not being honest with individuals because you cannot move into something else, into another situation, another relationship, until you completely end or terminate that relationship. So when we're trying to build a healthy society, we have to value long-term relationships. And we have to trust that we're going to have a long-term thinking process with that relationship. That means we're looking way beyond today. And today is where we're more concerned with short-term relationships instead of looking at long-term thinking, being honest, being committed. See, long-term relationship requires you to be committed. We want you to define it before you can be in it. I don't want to tell you what commitment is. You need to. So always keep that in mind. So how can we move forward and build trust in our and have a healthy society? We have to value being in a relationship that can grow. Number one. Take your thought, Lisa.
Well, I agree with you. We are in a hookup society. We're in a society that I feel, I learned something through my horrible 8-year relationship. Don't put my business out on social media. That's one thing. And I've told people, don't put your stuff out there. People will use that against you. They see you're happy. They will do anything. You know, because people say, oh, are you real? Yeah, I'm involved and I'm not available, and that's all you need to know. And I don't need to post. I don't know why we need to post pictures. It is damaging. And then you see people posting pictures and they're pretending to be happy and they're really not. And if you're looking to just hook up, Dr. Lowe, then what else did you say? Hey.
Communication.
But some of us are not. I'll tell you, what is one way to get to me? You like sports? That's what we do. We go to sporting events. You know, I don't want to sit, you know, I'll sit home and watch the game and pick up food, but you want to come over? I don't know you. Like, and I've had other girls, I mean, they tell me, and I say, now I tell them not to block these guys because I know a police officer, and he said, tell your friends that when a guy is harassing you, even a female, never block them because they can get Google numbers and then they can't trace the Google numbers. But we need to have more respect. Yeah, I learned that. Don't block it, guys, because they can't trace it. But you act like, oh, I really like you. Well, what do you like about me? Like, they don't know. Not me. I'm just saying in general. When people say, I really like you, and I'm like, well, do you talk about things? Do you hang out? Do you have common interests? What do you know what I mean? Like, what is your, I mean, it's strange to me because any guy I've dated in the past, they've never liked sports, which is so strange because I'm such a huge, I'll go anywhere. I'll go to Dunk. Like, I don't care. I don't need fancy stuff. Like, I'm very down to earth, but some of the things that I've heard people, and mind you, I wasn't in the dating world for a long time. I'm not now. Thank God I'm not in it again. But some of the things, and even my friends, and I'm like, this is just so, like, they say stuff just to try to reel them in. It's very mistrusting. And there's girls I know now, they're like, I'm staying away. And I'm like, focus on you. Take care of you. Do you. Go out. I see people now, Dr. Lowe. They'll be sitting outside eating, reading a book, doing work. Like, I think a lot more people are in a relationship with themselves because it's a trusting relationship. But when you're, yeah, you're right, hookup, dating app, Facebook is a dating site. I, you know, it's fascinating to me, yeah, the dishonesty. Because if you're not happy in your marriage, and this is why I don't do couples counseling. I mean, I there's two people I'm doing, but three, but man, they like go at it. And I'm like, whoa, this is not what it is. We respect, we live, but it's always one person wanting to work, the other one not, or you're going to change. No, a person needs to be self-aware in order to change and building trust. A lot of infidelity going on. I've never seen so much right now, infidelity, and y'all need to be careful because you can catch stuff, so be careful. But that, I mean, you can repair from a relationship like that, but it's hard. Or the marriage is bad. What's the first relationship? What's the first thing people do? They go and talk to somebody else. This feeling of void.
Exactly.
Very mistrusting. Talk to your spouse about it. Maybe that's all they can give you. Maybe they're struggling. You know, I always look at things that way.
You look at them in a great way. You're on top of it, and I applaud you.
I've learned a lot the past 2 years.
It's good that you look at it that way. And it's truly, as we're talking about unity and trust, now we also have conflict. We'll get conflict at our second phase of our show, which will be in 2 weeks. We're going to talk about unity and conflict. But when we talk about trust, you need to take time to build trust.
Yeah.
That's why I want to relate it back to long-term relationships. You cannot build trust in a hookup society. You cannot build trust in short-term relationships because there are going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. Let me give a shout-out to Queen Regina Lynn. Regina Lynn, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. And you have to remember that you have to be honest. Honor your commitment. If you say you want to be in this relationship, honor it. Stop just because things not going your way. I say you're going to be 100% in or you're going to be 0% out. And you make that decision. So if we want to build healthy society where we use trust as one of the keystones of the foundation, we need to find out exactly what we want to do. Do we want to take time and build it? Do we want to communicate effectively? Do we have the ability to help one another? Do we want to show people that we care? It's one of the things I always say as a retired educator, and I said former educator, but I'm still an educator. I work at a university now, so I'm still educating. I'm going into quite a few years of being blessed to be able to do it. I always said children care when they know you care. That same thing applies to people. People care when they know you care. We're talking about this situation with sports. I didn't want to jump on it, but I'm going to go back. It gains legs when people feel like they need to talk about it long enough. But it's not going to change the final decision because the decision has already been made. But it gains legs because you continue to talk about it. You continue to work on it. When you talk about show people you care, their way about talking about show they care about what the results are. But it's just like anything else. After a few days, a week or so, everybody going to get back and realize you can't change it. You have to work to do better the next time. So in life, if we want to have a healthy society, we have to first be able to value long-term relationships. We have to value long-term thinking. We have to be honest on our commitment. Admit when you're wrong. It's not you need to be right. We need to take that out of our operation where you need to be right. we have to also understand that communication is very important. It's a keystone and a foundation to a healthy society. So you have to effectively communicate, and you have to be able to actively listen, take what you heard to think about it, use that mental capacity that you have to move to the final part of this three-pronged process, is that what you heard, you have thought about it, now you want to articulate about it. That is what a healthy society needs us to do. A healthy society needs us to exhibit humility, vulnerability. A healthy society needs us to, again, be helpful to one another without expecting something in return. See, a lot of people help you, but they want something in return.
Of course. Isn't that how it always is?
Hell yeah. But if we want a healthy society, you just be helpful, and if you get something in return, it's going to be fine. Make sure you show people you care. Remember, it takes time.
Definitely.
Trust in ourselves, in our community, in our families, in our friends. Truly, truly a great opportunity to come before you. Unity, trust, and conflict. We're only talking about trust tonight. So as we get ready to sum this up, I have to make sure I always take care of my financial responsibility. We want you to register for WBSW giveaways. You can send your name to me if you're on TikTok. You can type your name along with a means of transaction. We have three means of transaction. And you may ask the question, what about the gifts? We give away trips this very week. We give away 18 trips. Truly, my mistake. The last two we have given away since 2021. And we're excited because they vary from 5 nights and 6 days to 3 nights and 4 days. Now, when we say we give away trips, we only pay for the hotel stay. Let's get that straight. We're giving away gift cards. We're going to give away food vouchers, gas vouchers. We went to the convenience store and just paid for gas for people we just don't know, because we know we're in challenging times. This is how we build a healthy society. You can do the same thing through WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to come before you on Tell the Truth Prime Time. The host of the most, Lisa Farah, we have just really been grinding for an hour and a half, but we must get ready to close. Your parting thought, Lisa, as we get ready to leave here, because we want to tell you we love you. It's from our heart. Always from our heart. It's on you, Lisa. I like them hearts, Potter. Thank you so much.
You know, my kids always want to. They always want to connect.
Mm-hmm.
They always want to make hearts when we're in books. It's very cool.
That's awesome.
My kids have more sense. Trust. I'm going to go with what I said earlier. It takes years to build and seconds to destroy.
Yes.
So sometimes we need to think outside of ourselves and think about other people and think about what actions or words can do to destroy people or hurt people and hurt people. And keep that in mind, everyone, when you're building up a relationship or meeting somebody new or discussing your business, you know, watch who you know, get to know people. I don't know. Like I said, you could know someone. I removed several relationships that I've had for like, 30 years. But But you know what? I think, you know, I'm better off because I don't need it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think we need to be very mindful on how we treat people, because I always believe it comes back in full circle. So be kind. There's a book, The Four Agreements. You know, what is one of them? There's four agreements we make, and it's a good book for everybody to read. And one of the agreements is like being true to your word, and it's a powerful book. It's a short read. Miguel Ruiz, he wrote that book. Don't take things personally. Don't make assumptions, but you know, also being true to your word. You know, and I think we're missing that. We're in a different. I think all this was going on before. Now we have these platforms where it's been made okay to just say and do whatever or put people's business out there. And I don't like that either. Mm-hmm. I don't like when I've seen, well, this person, they put their name, did blah, blah, blah. Like, there's no need to do things like that. That's between who, you know, you work it out or you don't. That was something else I forgot to mention. That's one thing. I've been trying to stay off social media just because I get overwhelmed by it. But watch what you say, because once you say it, watch what you do or what you don't do, because once that happens, you create a whole different slew of issues.
Exactly.
And be true to yourself and be true to your word.
And you can build a whole
lot. That's what I want y'all to do for my birthday. That's a couple weeks.
Oh, that's right. Be similar as well.
Be trusting.
Yeah.
Be kind. Yeah. Unify. That's all I want. I don't want anything else.
Awesome. Thank you so much. The host with the most, Lisa L. Levine. I want to give a shout out to My Life, My Life, My Life. Thank you so much. She made a statement. Great job. You have gone live for 90 minutes. We have been live for 90 minutes. But don't forget to take a break. For God has blessed us to come before you. While we tell you we love you all, and it's truly coming from our hearts. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag got this. Hashtag just keep on grinding. That's what we're doing. We're grinding on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we're so glad to come before you. But we have to play one promo that we hadn't played, because we don't, we can't get paid. So we'll give a shout out to those brothers who's partners with us, a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Victor Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We'll give a shout out to them in their promo.
It's been a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Victor Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Yo, shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They are supporters of what we're doing at WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We thank them for investing in what we're doing, because we're going to invest in what they're doing. I want to share with you, they are doing a elderly blanket drive, and they're going to take about 100 blankets to the local nursing home in Georgiana, Alabama, called Georgiana Health and Rehab Center, LLC, and they're going to take the blankets to our elderly people so
wonderful.
We can keep their feet
warm. We put a post up for that.
I will put a post up for that. And we truly want you, if you want to make a donation, you can make it to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You can cash out from that Zeta Phi Sigma. That's what it is, Zeta Phi Sigma. And there go toilet. If you want to buy a blanket, you want to buy two blankets, they're just asking for your support in what they're doing. During the 18th, on the 18th of November, they went out and they fed about 85 individuals in the community, gave them a free Thanksgiving dinner. And those individuals, we post that And people just really, really excited to see that we was able to give back. We're going to continue to give back. Also, we have one of our active events coordinator, Brother Darrell E. They receive bikes from Walmart, and they're going to give them to needy families for the holidays. And that's Brother Darrell E. That's through Big KD in Montgomery, Alabama. We give a shout-out to those guys over there, the Big KD, what they're doing, making a difference. I got to do that. I know we're going over our time, but we have to say when people are doing things, giving back. Also, for Lisa, for Katie's kids, and they had an awesome opportunity to further their cause recently, and that was at a pizza establishment, and people making a donation through buying pizzas, and they did a great thing about giving back to the community. Thank you so much, Lisa, and your organization. Thank you so much for what you all are doing down in that beautiful weather down in South Florida. That's where she is, in South Florida. She's making it do what it is with her team of individuals, Katie's kids, and it's truly, truly awesome. Thank you so much, Lisa, for what you're doing. And we're going to wrap this up. And as I do what I normally do when we wrap it up, I want to share that we have a show tomorrow at 5:30, and that show is a happy hour talk. And it's just focused on happy conversations. We're going to talk about what you want to talk about. Our title was Sleep Divorce. That's the title because the relationship, Sleep Divorce. Now, I want y'all to think about that. So maybe you want to find what sleep divorce is. Some people don't know what sleep divorce is. And I want you to think about it. I'm not going to tell you. I want you to look it up. And I want you to be ready to join us tomorrow at 5:30. We're going to make it do what it do. We're excited about having this opportunity, this happy hour talk. I know that show, and I'm excited about coming on the first Thursday, because on the second Thursday we have the Love Cafe, and also Friday we got Ball with Doc, and we're going to talk about some sports, Lisa. We're going to talk about that situation dealing with the Final Four and everything. We're gonna do
I
want
to hear that one.
Yeah, we're going to talk. And that show, I really, really, it's kind of early on that show. That show is 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4:30
p.m. You need to put that up. Everybody's in an uproar. I've been working so much, I haven't paid attention.
We're going to talk about it. So it's all about sharing our thoughts. So we thank you again for coming and being a part of this. Thank each one of the listeners and watchers that's on either Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Tumblr, and have the awesome team on Zoom. And it's just good to be here. And on Blog Talk Radio, this is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're about to make it do what it do, really. And I want to play some as we get ready to close out, because it's truly an opportunity to let you know that God is so good to us. He has brought us a long way. Should be able to love one another. But sometimes we end up alone when we don't. We're going to play Love Don't Hurt. We don't want to rise to the music, but we're going to play this as we close out. I want to tell you from deeply from my heart, and for our awesome host with the most, Lisa F. Levine, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome rest of the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:30. Make it do what it do.
Have a wonderful night.
You can
forget
love.
Love you.